I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. This is Pastor Williams. You know, you're going to be able to identify me by that, you know, because you're going to say, oh, that's the gentleman that says the Bible is right. Yeah, because it is right. Yeah, well, he says it every Wednesday night. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. Well, we're in the book of Proverbs, a very practical. It said that Proverbs is a very practical book, and it is, glory to God. But when you meditate Proverbs, it can get real spiritual. It can get real heavyweight when you meditate it. Amen. Glory to God. Now, when you read it and you get the general sense of it, whoa, that's something right there. But believe me, this is a spiritual book also. We tend to major on the practical side, you know, but believe me when I tell you, Proverbs is wonderful. Glory to God. Well, it was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost inspired Solomon to write all of this. Amen. Glory to God. And so we thank God for Jesus, because we recognize what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Glory to God, leaving us all this wonderful word. Well, we're in chapter 18. We're down to the 14th verse. And in the King James Version, this 14th verse is a little hard to kind of get your hands on. Proverbs 18:14 in the King James says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? A wounded spirit who can bear? Glory to God. It says, the spirit of a man. Well, what is the spirit of a man? We know from New Testament studies that man is a tripartite. That don't worry about that word. All that means is a three-part. Man is a three-part being. Amen. He is a spirit that has a soul or a mind with reasoning, emotions, etc. And he lives in a body. He's a spirit. Man is really a spirit, and he has a soul or consciousness, and he lives in a body. The body is a temple, amen? And when the person gets born again, it's the temple of the Holy Ghost, amen? Glory to God. But before the person gets born again, it's the vessel, the vehicle that can touch the material realm, because the spirit can there are spirits all around us, but they themselves can't, in effect, they don't have a hand to touch the material realm. But the spirit that lives in a body, through the body, God gives men a body to touch the natural realm. He gives men the spirit to touch the spirit realm. And he gives men a soulish realm. He gives them a soul or thinking or mind to touch the intellectual realm. Amen? Glory to God. So the spirit of a man is the man himself. You know yourself from Scripture, beloved, that Scripture teaches that you are not your body, that you're separate from your body. Because one of the definitions, we're talking about biblical definitions of death, is the biblical definition of death is separation. Isn't that right? That's right. It means separation. In the world, death means cessation of existence. But we find from the Bible, when we open up the Bible, we find that that's not so. That after you separate, the first death is separation from your body. Amen. The second death, that's the death when men say a person dies, natural men, what it is that person has separated from their body. If they're born again, they go to be with the Lord. If they're not born again, they go down into hell, because hell is a waiting place. It's a waiting place for judgment day. The person, through his actions or through his words or through neglect, has neglected God. He's not gotten born again. His spirit man has not received life. See, beloved, some people don't understand. They think that people go to hell for punishment, because they're a punishment. What it really is, what the Bible really teaches, is that if you're not born again, if you don't receive God's life into your spirit, if you don't have life in your spirit, glory to God, you can't go where life is, to heaven. Your spirit man is still dead. So you go where the dead are. Dead being, meaning separated from God. Biblical death means separation. The first separation is when a man, there's three deaths described in the Bible. The first death or separation is when a man separates from his body. He's a spirit. He separates from his body. The second death is the next death the Bible talks about is spiritual death. And spiritual death is separation from God in hell. You didn't bother to get saved. You never asked the Lord Jesus to save you. So your spirit, life wasn't imparted to your spirit. Your spirit was never born again. It never received the life of God. It's still in a dead state. And so when you separate from your body, because your spirit is still dead, you go where the dead are. You go down to hell, the holding place, where you're held there until the great white throne judgment. And then the third death is called eternal death. And what that is at great white throne judgment, on judgment day when you're judged, if your name is not written in the book of life, the Bible says you get thrown in the lake of fire for eternity. So the third death that's spoken of in the Bible is eternal death. And what that is eternal separation from God. Remember we said death was separation? That third death is separation, but this time it's separation from God in the lake of fire for eternity. And so the real question for every human being is, will you spend eternity with God, or will you spend eternity in the lake of fire? And when I found that out after being saved for quite a while, and I found that out, I got really annoyed and angry, because I said somebody should have told me that that was the real meaning of life, that that was the real question of life. Where will you spend eternity? No one told me that. They told me, do you want to accept God? No, I don't want to accept God. Okay, that's fine. And I thought, well, you just don't accept God. And then when you die, you're just gone. You're no more. You just don't exist no more. Everything is peaceful. Everything is just great. It's all done. What I didn't know was that you're a spirit. You don't die. You either spend eternity with God, and that happens by becoming born again through asking Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Now, if for some reason you don't do that in your lifetime that God gives you, he gives you a whole lifetime to get that done. But if you fail to make that choice because you neglect him, or you don't believe it, or you think it's superstition, or you just out and out say, I don't want nothing to do with that Jesus stuff, I don't want none of that, fine. Then life is not imparted to you, and you're still dead in your trespasses and sin. Amen? If you don't have life in your spirit, glory to God, you go, because your spirit man is dead. You go where the dead are. So you self-select. People think God sits there and says, well, I like this guy, so he can come to heaven. Oh, I don't like him, so I'm sending him. You go to hell. I want you to go to hell. No, the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. Amen? He lets people self-select. If you want to spend eternity with him, fine. You will obey the gospel and do what the gospel says. What does the gospel say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. That's exactly what the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas. When they came out of the jail, they said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be. Why did they say thou shalt? Future tense. Because it happens when you believe. It's not automatic. It don't automatically happen. You have to ask the Lord Jesus to save you. You have to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life and receive him as your Lord and Savior. He's not going to knock the door down and make you accept him as Lord and Savior. No, 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 no. That isn't God's way. God is love. He's not going to see the devils try to oppress people and make them do things. He's the exact opposite. He's going to stand at the door and knock. He's going to ask for permission. If you reject him, he says, okay, you don't care to spend eternity with me? Okay, well, then you can spend eternity with the people who don't want to be with me. There is a place for those who don't want to be with me, and they spend eternity there. Oh, by the way, they also spend it with the devil, with the Antichrist, with the demons, and anybody that's not found in the book of life, they're thrown in the lake of fire. So you have plenty of company, all kinds of beasts and animals and things that people and beings that rejected God. Amen? All thrown in the lake of fire. So you're going to have plenty of company if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? If you don't have life, you have to have life imparted to your spirit. So you are a spirit, and you live in a body, and you have a soul. And the Bible says you or the spirit can sustain almost any kind of infirmity. It says the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. If a man has hope, glory to God. If a man has hope, glory to God. That man, God has built that person to be able to go through just about anything down here. Glory to God. Glory to God. And one of there's things that God gives to men to be able to sustain their infirmity. And one of those things is joy. Amen? Well, hope and joy. A person with hope and joy, when a man has hope, he can endure almost anything, because he knows no matter how tough it is right now, it's going to get better in the future. Things are going to change. This is simply this situation that I'm in, it's simply temporary. All I got to do is hold on. Amen? And what's that doing? It's sustaining whatever the infirmity is. You yourself, glory to God, can stand up under almost anything. But God has built in that we could receive joy and hope. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. But there's another dynamic there. And in Proverbs 15:13, we read something very crucial. Proverbs 15:13. Listen to Proverbs 15:13 in the King James. It says, a merry heart, the heart in a man, the inner man, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. By sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Beloved, that's why it's so very important for you to guard your heart. The Bible says to guard your heart because out of it are the issues of life. You have to guard your family. You have to guard your heart. Amen? And make sure, you have to make sure that you or your family, that they don't experience continual sorrow. That's why the even natural men, once a year they go on vacation, what? To have fun. Just to have fun, because they know it isn't about all bills. It isn't about all seriousness. There's got to be some joy brought into the life. There's got to be some fun. Amen? I'm up against a commercial. I'll be right back. Hold on. This is important stuff now. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we were talking about Proverbs 18:14 and the fact that a wounded spirit, who can bear? Amen? And so what you want, and we were talking about Proverbs 15:13, where it says by sorrow of the heart, the spirit can be broken by sorrow. Amen? And I was mentioning, as a man of in a family, glory to God, or a significant one in the family, amen? It's very important to have integrity, to have responsibility, to be strong. But you also want to make sure that you inject times to have fun. Why? Because by sorrow of the heart, the spirit can be broken, the Bible says. Do you remember, have you ever watched that that movie, Cool Hand Luke? Do you remember that story about Cool Hand? How did they break him? By sorrow of the heart. They just kept him working. They kept him working. They kept him digging ditches and digging. And then when he thought he was through and could come in, they'd have him dig another ditch. And then when he'd dig all the dirt out of that ditch, they'd tell him throw the dirt back in the ditch. And finally, he realized his spirit. He said, they really broke me. Because he realized there's no hope. I can't get out of this. They tell me to dig a ditch, I dig the ditch, and then they come along and said, who told you to dig the ditch, put the dirt back in the ditch? He said, it's a setup. There's no way I'm going to get out of this. And by sorrow of the heart, later on in the movie, he said, no, they really broke me. They really, why, how did they break the man? By sorrow of the heart, amen? So you want to keep the kids in school and grinding away. But it's also important. Don't you remember in our day how good recess was? Oh, man, I got A in recess. I would get A's in recess. It was time to go outside and have fun. Now, we were only out there 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it was. I forgot the time, how much the time was. But it was just good to get outdoors. Amen? Glory to God. And it and now they're having kids in school. I come, it's dark. I come, it's dark out, 5:30 in the morning, 6. The kids, they're outside waiting for the school bus, and I'm thinking, it's still dark. This is the time adults get up to go to work. Kids should be sleeping until 7 o'clock. They need the rest. They need to, you know, and then they definitely need recess. And then sometimes when kids come home, the parents say, no, you got to do your homework. You got to do that homework. You got to get it. And so then they don't get it any fun at school. And then when they come home, they want to play. You can't play. Get them books. And they have to do the books. Glory to God. And then all kinds of responsibility. If you keep that up, glory to God. Same thing with your significant other. They have tremendous responsibility on them now. The responsibility on modern men and women in this society, They're pulling gigantic loads. Amen. Glory to God. All kinds of responsibility that I don't remember we had growing up. Glory to God. Plus, they got bills that we didn't have. We didn't have cell bills. We didn't have cable bills. They got more bills. The bills are more expensive. Things are more expensive, more responsibility. You have to, as a significant person, as a grown-up in that family, it's fine to have people to be responsible. That's fine. That's good. That's right. But also make sure you have times of having fun. Amen. Why? Because by sorrow of the heart, the spirit can be broken. And you don't have to do anything expensive. Go for a ride. Go down. Sometimes I take the car. I just drive down and sit down by the river. I just sit down by the river. That's doing nothing significant. But, I mean, I'm outdoors. I'm looking at the water. I'm looking at the birds. You know, just to be outside. Read someplace else. Amen. Do something fun. You like board games? Play board games. Amen. Oh, I'm a Christian. I could never play games. Why not? You're not playing for money. You know you're not playing for money. Amen. If someone else can't receive it, if they can't handle it, they can't handle it. Close the door and y'all have fun. Amen. Y'all have some fun. Amen. If you don't believe me, look at Matthew 25. Well, I'm sorry. Let's go to Luke 15 first. That's where I wanted to go first. I wanted to go to Luke 15. Glory to God. Verse 23. You know the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son comes home, and when he comes back to his daddy, verse 23 says, the daddy says to his servant, when his son comes back home, the daddy says, bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. What? What did the dad do? Did the dad say, okay, now you're back home, and you look a mess, and you stink. You smell like pigs, because you've been in the pig pen. You smell piggy. So I want you to go get a nice hot shower and clean yourself up. Put your work boots on, because you know the South Field? I want you to get out there and plow that South Field. You're back home now. You're a grown-up boy. Get out there and work. No, what did he say? He said, and bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Be what? Merry. We wanted them to be merry. Look at the 25th verse. Now his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. What were they doing in there? They were having a fun. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So the dad, they were inside having fun, dancing and rejoicing. Haven't you ever been to church and people start dancing? Glory to God. They can't help it. The anointing comes in. I mean, you're sitting there and everything is just fine. You're listening to that music and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost comes in there. Whoa, you can't sit. You got to holler. You got to dance. You got to run. There's times you got to run. I'm sorry. You ain't showing off. You got to run. You can't help yourself. Amen. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost comes on you, and you got to run. So you're dancing. Who are you dancing in front of? Your daddy, your father, just like this father. He said, come on, let us be merry. So what was the reward for the child? Be merry. Amen. Glory to God. Now go to Matthew 25. We were going to Matthew 25 in the beginning, but go back to Matthew 25 now. Okay, go to Matthew 25:19. 25:19 says, but after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. This is the parable of the talents. And so, verse 20, and so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. And what did the Lord say to him? Okay, fine, you did a good job. Get back out there and do it again. We're going back to work. We're going back to work. Amen. No. Verse 21 says, and his Lord said unto him, well done. Well done. See, what did he say? He gave the man a compliment. Life is full of responsibilities and heavy things you have to carry. Turn to your mate and tell them, well done. You did well done today. You did a good job. You did great today. Amen. Don't always be laying heavy stuff on them. There's a time for the heavy stuff. Do not get me wrong. There's a time for the heavy stuff. But there's also the time to say, well done. You did a good job. You did a good job. Amen. Do you know people love appreciation? They love when someone appreciates all the work that they put in. When my wife, if she asked me to cook some spaghetti, ooh, it takes me 3 to 4 hours to cook it from scratch, amen? But all I expect is a thank you, and that's enough. That's great, man. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. What did he say next? He said, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. What was the Lord teaching? The Bible says that in God's presence, in the presence of the Lord Jesus, there's fullness of joy. You're going to enter into the joy. When you get to heaven, y'all that are born again, the Lord is going to look at you and say, well done, thou good and faithful sir. Wait a minute, Pastor. Wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't do anything great. I'm just a regular old Christian. I go to church every Sunday or Sabbath day. I read the Bible. I pray. But I don't have no worldwide ministry. I don't have no great things that I've done. You don't understand, beloved. You've been loyal to the Lord Jesus your whole life. You've been the light of the world. You've been the salt of the earth. You were faithful, clinging unto the Lord. You didn't go back into the world. Amen? You were faithful to the things that you believed. And the Lord is going to say to you, well done, because down here, Jesus himself said, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. He knows that you're surrounded by wolves. He knows what you've gone through, but you were faithful. You kept on with the testimony of Jesus that he is your Lord and Savior. You kept on going to church. You kept on supporting the gospel. You kept on being a Christian when other people turned around and went, I can't live this Christian stuff. I'm going back. I'm going back into the world. For what? What's in the world? That's the only thing in the world, death. And death means eternal separation from God. Why do you want to be eternally separated from God? You want to be with God for eternity. Amen? Glory to God. And so God, in his great wisdom, he's going to say to you, just like he said to this servant, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. How do you enter into the joy of the Lord? When you are baptized into the body of Christ, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. That's what Romans 8:9 says, right? Glory to God. You are baptized. You are baptized into the body of Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. When that is manifested in terms of being in Jesus' manifested presence, glory to God, you are going to experience overwhelming joy. You're going to be filled with joy. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Because that's exactly what Jesus said the reward is. He said, enter into the joy of your Lord. So for eternity, you're going to be experiencing joy unspeakable and full of glory. You're going to be with the Lord Jesus wherever he goes. Glory to God. Your reward is going to be eternal joy. Glory to God. You're going to be in there dancing and singing and having a good time with Jesus. You're going to be drinking living water and eating manna. You're going to be eating from the tree of life. Glory to God. Life is going to be overflowing in and through you. Amen? Didn't Jesus say in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy? I am come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. What you mean? I got life. I'm listening, Pastor. I'm listening to you. No, you have physical existence. You have physical existence. But the Bible says that while your body is physically alive, your spirit man is still dead if you're not saved, if you are not born again. And all you have to do is obey the gospel, believe that Jesus died for your sins, believe that God raised him up on the third day, believe that you can receive him as your Lord and Savior, and his sacrifice is all that's needed to get into heaven. His finished work on the cross of dying for you in your place is all that's necessary for you to enter heaven, glory to God. And if you'll believe that and ask him to save you, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Ask him to save you. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I ask you to save me tonight. I'm out of time. See you next week. The Bible has the answers. See you next week, beloved. Call on Jesus. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level. Right.